combines elements of skill and strategy with simple rules. The core objective is straightforward. Beat the dealer by having a hand total that is closer to 21 than the dealer's hand without exceeding 21. Unlike most other casino games, blackjack is not purely based on luck. There's an element of strategy involved, which makes it attractive to both casual players and serious gamblers. At the start of each round, players are dealt two cards, and the dealer is dealt one card face up and one face down. Cards are valued as follows. Numbered cards hold their face value. Face cards, jacks, queens, and kings, are worth 10, and aces can be counted as either 1 or 11. Players then have options to hit, take another card, or stand, keep their current hand, with the goal of getting as close to 21 as possible without going over. If a player's hand exceeds 21, they bust and automatically lose the round. Basic blackjack rules and objectives. In blackjack, you play against the dealer, not against other players at the table. The objective is to have a hand value higher than the dealer's without exceeding 21. Here's a breakdown of basic gameplay. 1. Initial deal. Each player, including the dealer, receives two cards. Players' cards are typically dealt face up, while the dealer has one card face up and one face down, known as the hole card. 2. Player options. After receiving their initial two cards, players must decide whether to hit, request additional cards, or stand, stick with their current hand. Players can also double down, double their original bet in exchange for only one more card, or split if they have two cards of the same value, creating two separate hands. 3. Dealer's turn. Once all players have acted, the dealer reveals their hidden card. The dealer must follow strict rules. They must hit until they have at least 17 and stand on any hand of 17 or more. 4. Winning the hand. The player wins if their hand total is higher than the dealer's without exceeding 21. A player loses if they bust or if the dealer's hand total is closer to 21. A tie is called a push and the player's bet is returned. House edge and why it matters. The house edge refers to the mathematical advantage the casino has over the player in any game, including blackjack. In most blackjack variations, the house edge ranges between 0.5% and 2% depending on the specific rules in place and the player's strategy. This relatively low house edge is one of the reasons blackjack is so appealing to skilled players. However, it's important to remember that even with a low house edge, the casino will always have a built-in advantage over the long run. This edge comes from the dealer's ability to act last. If both the player and the dealer bust, the player loses first, giving the house a constant advantage. To combat this, players need to rely on optimal strategy and smart decision-making to minimize the house's edge and increase their chances of winning. Introduction to basic strategy. How to minimize losses. Basic blackjack strategy is a set of well-defined rules that tell the player the best possible move to make in any given situation based on the cards they and the dealer have. By following basic strategy, players can minimize the house edge and avoid unnecessary losses. The strategy is based on probability and takes into account all possible combinations of hands that a player might encounter. Here are some foundational principles of basic strategy. Hit or stand. Always hit if your hand totals 11 or less. Stand on hands totaling 17 or more, unless you have a soft hand where an ace counts as 11, in which case there are exceptions. Doubling down. Doubling down allows you to double your initial bet in exchange for one additional card. This is an advantageous move when the dealer shows a weak card, like a 5 or 6, and your hand totals 10 or 11. Splitting. Always split aces and eights. Never split tens or fives. Splitting pairs allows you to turn a weak hand into two potentially winning hands. Soft hands. A soft hand is a hand that contains an ace counted as 11. For example, a soft 18, ace and 7, is a good hand, but it's often better to hit against certain dealer cards, like a 9, 10, or ace, to improve your chances. Basic strategy charts, which show players the optimal